Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful evening, Sunday evening. I wanted to get this episode out before the week started and try to not really motivate everyone, but just try to start the week off on a good trajectory. I want everyone to grab something to write with, unless you're driving or running or walking or whatever. If you're just chilling, grab something to write with and something to write on, or you can just do it on your computer. And I want you to write down like 5 goals. Now they can either be work-related or personal goals, just your top 5 goals in life that you can think of right now, and be honest with yourself. And it doesn't matter how insane they sound, you know, you can put on there, you know, make $1 billion, whatever you want. But I would suggest, you know, realistic goals, that can be done within your life. Generally, most of the goals you're going to put down can probably be done within a year to 2 years, maybe 10 years on some of the bigger goals, but write down the top 5 life goals, whether they're work related, professional goals, or personal goals. And then write down, in the next column over next to your goal, write down due date, but don't put a date yet. And for these goals, once you finish writing them down, I want you to look at them. Take some time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 days, whatever it is. And I want you to pick one of them. Just one of the 5 goals. And for that one goal, I want you to think realistically of what has to be done for that goal, and I want you to give it a tentative due date. So whether that's 6 months from now, or a year from now, or 2 years from now, based on what the goal is. I can't give you a set time limit because, you know, some goals are bigger than others, but I want you to give it a tentative due date, and then we're going to take that one goal. You're going to ignore the other goals because you're not even going to touch those other goals until that one goal is finished. So you're going to take that one goal, that one life goal. You have your due date. Get another piece of paper. At the top of it, write that one goal and the due date. Or if I like using Excel for things like this, so that's what I'm looking at right now while I'm talking about this, because I've done the exact same thing that I'm telling you to do, because it doesn't make sense for me to tell you to do something that I haven't done or that I'm not gonna do with you, right? So then you take that one goal, put it in another column if you're on Excel, or put it on another piece of paper, if you're using paper, and write the date beside it, the tentative date. And then I want you to write step by step what, because each goal, you can't just say, oh, I'm going to do this. You have to break it down into smaller pieces. So take that one big goal, and then on the other paper, write step by step in order, what do you have to do to accomplish that big goal? What do you have to do on a daily basis? What are the big milestones that you would have to reach in order to accomplish that one big goal? And then write those out. Review it, keep that paper. I would suggest keeping this paper where you can see it every single day. And then when you finally reach those little milestones, circling them, checking them off, whatever. But keep that paper somewhere where you can see it every single day, on your bathroom mirror, anywhere. I find on the bathroom mirror is a awesome place because you see it every time you go to the bathroom, and when you look at the list, you also are seeing yourself in the mirror and holding yourself accountable. So that's just a tip. You can keep it wherever you want. But keep that due date in mind and start working off. Now, I suggest, or I guess this is more of just a tip, don't rely on motivation to accomplish this goal. Try forming habits around the things that you need to do to accomplish the goal. So if on the list of if on your broken down list, if there's one of those things that has to be done every single day in order, like say one of your goal, say the goal you picked is to write a book, and one of the goals is to write, or one of the smaller goals is to write X amount of words or pages a day. Find something on that list that you can do work on every single day and create a habit around it. Because if you only work on that goal, when you have motivation, then you're never going to get it done. Just like if you're trying to write a book, if you only write when you have motivation, the book will never be finished. If your goal is to get into, top physical shape, but you only work out when you're motivated to, you're never going to get into shape. So try to find that thing that you can form a habit around. And not knowing y'all's, I'm trying to be as broad as I can because I know that every single person that listens to this is going to have a different goal. The odds are astronomical that we will all have the same goal in life, So I'm trying to be as broad as I can, while making it helpful for the individual. So be very specific when you break it down into small baby steps. Be very specific. Write down what you have to do every single day to bring you closer to that goal, and try to start forming a habit around that. So if it's writing every single day, if it's working out every single day, form the habit. Because the only way for the examples, the two examples I gave, getting in shape or writing a book, the only way either of those are going to happen is if you do it even when you don't want to. When you don't feel like it, when you feel like shit, but you still do it because you have to, in your mind, you're like, I have to do it. No exceptions. I have to get it done, on a daily basis. And you form that habit. Now, if you know anything about habits, you know that the reason we all make these every year. Now, these are life goals, not yearly goals. But at the end of the year, everyone makes those New Year's resolutions, their goal for the next year. I think it's upwards of 90%. I want to say like 98%, but to be on the safe side, we'll just drop it to 90% of people fail before January 21st. Most people give up on that goal before the 21st of January. Why is that? Because it takes at least 21 days of doing something at the same time, in the same place, the same task, every single day for 21 days straight to form a habit. So if it's working out, you can't just work out randomly. You have to the same place at the same time every single day, and your goal is to last longer than 21 days. And then the longer you go, the easier it gets. Same time, same place, every single day. And you can work out 7 days a week. You can't work out the same muscle 7 days a week. That's why you have leg day, you have chest day, you have back day, you have all these different days. And on days, you can add in, aerobics day, you can add in yoga day. Just make sure you're doing something 7 days a week towards that goal. If getting in shape is your goal. But like with getting in shape, you can't focus just on working out. You have to also change your eating habits. So you have to eat healthier, quality food. And so then make a plan for you eat. You write out exactly what you're going to eat every single day, and you eat at the same time in the same place every day if you can. And that's how you form habits. Because if you are trying to accomplish any goal and you're waiting for motivation, it's not going to happen. While I'm talking about these, I want to remind y'all, I did a podcast back in January. Called it, I had an Excel sheet to go along with that podcast. It was called 2021. I have not updated it. I was updating it every day for the first day was January 1st. I updated every day. Every day was green and updated to the 10th. On the 11th, I failed. On the 12th, I was good. And then the 13th through the 29th, I failed. The 30th was good. And then on the 4th of February is the last day I updated. So what is it now? April 11th. Oh man, I hadn't looked at this before this moment. So let's go scroll all the way down to April 11th. And I'm going to mark all of these red. I don't know if I can. So 36 to 101. Sixty-five days. I didn't open this Excel sheet. So yeah, I would say I have completely failed that list, that daily list of things I was supposed to do every single day. I went 65 days without even opening the Excel sheet, which I was supposed to update. Open and update every single day. So, I just opened it for the first time in 65 days. Yeah, I say I've completely failed on that on that front. Hey, tomorrow's a new day. Maybe I can finish out the last 280 something day, however many days left in the year. Hold up. Let's do the math. 365 minus 101. So we have 264 days left in the year. So I could, get green for the next 264 days, which would be impressive to say the least. But I've still completely failed the initial goal of getting green for the entire year. So there's no way of fixing that. Okay, so go ahead and close this Excel. And the other Excel that's open right now is my goal list. Now, I've I've been off the grid for the last podcast was on the 29th. So almost 2 weeks, 13 days without a podcast. So what have I been doing for the last 13 days? Working and working. Nothing else really. I've been working. I've been watching Netflix, playing video games. I still am working out pretty much every day, but while I've been working, I've gone through quite a few new audiobooks to just improve myself, improve my mind, improve my mental health, because honestly, the reason there was no podcast for the last 13 days is my mental health has been in the fucking shitter again. And I really just needed a break to try to bring my mental health back to a productive level. Like I've been struggling to get the things done that I need to get done on a daily basis, with work, with everything. You know, I get my work done, but it's a fucking struggle. It is a struggle. I took a break, a 4 day break for Easter, so I didn't work for 4 days, and that was like a pretty much like a vacation for me, you know, 4 days without working. And so the 4 day Easter break, I almost did a podcast over that break, and honestly, like they say in German, kein Bock. I just had zero motivation. I would think in my head, I was like, oh, I should do a podcast, I should talk about this, and I just had no desire. I opened the podcast app like over the last 13 days, probably 50 times. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. And then I was like, wait a minute, what's on YouTube? I'm being honest with you guys. Like, that's just how it is. My mental health was in the shitter, and when that happens, I can't be productive. I go into survival mode. So with this, oh, this is a good opportunity to bring up the hierarchy of needs. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I just need a picture real fast. So you have your basic needs, physiological, food, water, warmth, rest. Now the words are changed in this one from the original, but y'all get the gist. Level two is security needs, security and safety. Hold on, let's try to find one. Okay. Here we go. Yeah, physiological, breathing, food, water, sex, sleep, homeostasis, safety level two, security of body, employment, resources, mortality, family, health. Now, health is mental and physical and property. Level three is friendship, family, sexual intimacy. Level four is esteem, self-esteem, confidence, achievement, respect of others, respect by others. And level five is self-actualization, morality, creativity, spontaneity, problem solving, and the list goes on. So you can't go up a level until the level below it. Like, if you have nothing to eat and no water, you're not going to care about being creative and your self-esteem, and you can't work on your relationships The only thoughts you're gonna have is I need food and water to survive, and so you go into survival mode. Now, I get stuck on level two, a lot over the years, and it's mainly with the health portion, and not it's generally not physical with me, it's generally mental health. And because I get stuck on that mental health, my friendships, my family relationships, my self-esteem, my confidence, creativity, all the three, the level three, four, and five just take a backseat to me trying to fix my mental health on level two. And so I get stuck into survival mode. So every time I fall into a period of depression, a suicidal period, a period where I can't control my the voices from the schizophrenia, like where I start hallucinating and seeing things that aren't there, like when I get into that mode, I automatically and this is for everyone. This is every single person on Earth does this. So you can't go, I can't work on my relationships. No one can if your other needs aren't met. Right? You can't work on achieving your goals until the other levels are met. You can't work on self-actualization until the other levels are met. And so when I get stuck, I go through periods. I mean, I've been doing the podcast for 2.5 years, and there has been weeks and month periods where there is no episode. And it's because I've got stuck on level two and with my mental health, and I'm just trying to survive. And so I can't even think about doing the podcast. I can't focus on it. I can't, I would literally probably just start the podcast, say a couple words, and just be done. And you probably would never see it because I wouldn't post it. So there are periods where I get stuck on level two, and I'm sure there's others out there in the same boat. Maybe you're getting stuck on level one, or two, or maybe both of those are good, but you're getting stuck on level three, with your relationships. You have to work that shit out. And the reason I'm bringing the hierarchy of needs up at all is because you have to be at least at level four esteem, at least level four, preferably level five, to even work on your goals. You can't even start working on the goals you wrote down. You wrote down five goals. You picked out one. You wrote down exactly what you have to do every single day to achieve those goals. You cannot even start on those unless you're at level four or five on the hierarchy of needs. Because I guarantee you're not going to try to build a new habit, and do something every single day when you're worried about where you're going to sleep tonight because you're homeless, or where you're going to find your food or water because you have no money. Like, you have to fix levels one through three, or if you're going through a bad divorce, you're not going to care about achieving your goals. You're trying to survive the emotional turmoil of your situation. So, and I guess I want to leave off on a note. Regardless of whatever you're going through, whatever it is you're going through, you're not alone. No matter what you're going through, you're not alone. Someone else on this planet is going through the same situation or has just gone through the same situation. You're never alone. And there's always people willing to help. I think a lot of people think there's no one. One of the biggest things I hated about the military was the stigma of mental health. People were afraid to ask for help. And I can tell you from experience, it is a hell of a lot harder to ask for help than to just suffer through it. But if you do ask for help, 10 out of 10 times, there's people willing to help you get through whatever situation you have. 10 out of 10, 100% of the time, you can find people that are willing to help you. And you have to help yourself. You can't, and maybe one of the things by help, one of the ways to help yourself is to ask for help. Instead of just, you know, sitting in your apartment alone and no one even knows you need help. So, that's it. That's all I got today. I wanted to go over that because I was sitting here, you know, Sunday evening, and I'm sitting here. I was listening to an audiobook, and it motivated me to work on my own list of things that I want out of life, and to pick one and put a date. And now I have to do my, I didn't have time to finish before I did the podcast, but now I have to go through and make a step-by-step of what I need to do to get that goal done. I'm still not 100% sure which goal I want to do. I'm at like 98% sure right now, but I don't know. I'm going to sleep on it and fully commit tomorrow morning. So that's it. Have a wonderful evening. Get some sleep. And, tomorrow's Monday morning. Let's just crush the shit out of this next week. Be productive, happy, and enjoy life.